37. Verses 23 to 25 and verses 1 to 4. Psalms 37, 1 to 5 and 23 to 25.
Do not fret because of evildoers. Do not be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like a grass and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass.
Amen. Yeah. I want you to underline these four words. Fret not thyself. That's in the first verse. The third verse, trust in the Lord. The fourth verse, delight thyself also in the Lord. And the fifth verse, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Amen. Now, verses 23 to 25.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread.
Amen. Hallelujah. One more scripture, the book of Isaiah, the 64th chapter. And verses 1 to 4. Isaiah 64, verses 1 to 4.
Oh, that you would rend the heaven, and you would come down, that the mountains might shake at your presence. As fire burns brushwood, as fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence, when you did awesome things for which we do not look. You came down, the mountain shook at your presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God beside you, who acts for the one who waits for him.
Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight I want to entitle the message, The God of Serendipity. I will put that word on the screen here. God of, where is it? Yes, my brother. The God of Serendipity. Serendipity. Did you get that word? Praise the Lord. Not multiplicity. Praise the Lord. Serendipity. That word means a happy accident. A happy accident. That word means a pleasant surprise. That word means a fortunate mistake. A happy accident, a pleasant surprise, a fortunate mistake. An unexpected occurrence and development of an event that ends in a happy and beneficial way. That's what it means. You didn't expect it, but it happened. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. When you are really broke, when you have no money in your pocket, I explain it. And you're trying and you put your you take your pants or your shirt and you're trying to wash it. And suddenly you find a lack of rupees inside your pocket. You were not expecting it. It's a happy accident. You suddenly feel surprised. It's a pleasant surprise. You said, oh my God, I didn't have a single money with me. Now look how this happened. You weren't looking for it, but it came to you. Things that you lost and that are beyond you, that comes to you. So something that you discover accidentally that is good for you. You know, cornflakes, Kellogg's? How many of you like cornflakes? Kellogg's. Well, the Kellogg brothers, by mistake, found out the cornflakes. They were trying to make another product. But the wheat mixture that they were preparing, it turned into pieces. And they tried it. It was tasty. And they said, hey, this works. We were looking for something else, but this happened unexpectedly. And this is more tastier than what we were actually trying to make. Or even the microwave. It is said that the radioactive material in that, actually the person was trying to make something and the toffee that was in his pocket began to melt. And so he realized there's a magnetic field. He bought a little bit of popcorn, it began to pop. And suddenly he knew that waves were coming forth from that, and that's how later on it began to become the microwave. They were not actually trying to make one, but they found out by accident this thing works. It was not intentional, but it was serendipity. Did you understand that now? Amen. Praise the Lord. So God, our God is a God of serendipity. When you are not expecting something, God gives you a blessing in an unexpected way and in an unexpected place. Somebody can say amen to that. Amen. There are things that we expect, and sometimes the pressure of expecting, and you expect and you don't get it, and you get disappointed, you get discouraged, you don't want to expect anything from God anymore. You're looking for something, it doesn't happen. But hey, don't quit. Our God is a God of serendipity. He might not open the door that you were expecting Him to open, but a bigger surprise, a better door, something more marvelous, He's going to work out for your lives. Come on, hallelujah. Amen. In Isaiah 64, the scripture that we have read, three things are mentioned there. That one, rend the heavens and come down, O God, in the first verse. It means God is able to step into your lives. Are you with me? Amen. You cannot exclude our Lord Jesus from the history of your life, from the reality of your life, or from the experience of your life. He is able to step in. God, the second thing in that scripture, is that God is able to show you things that you were not looking for. And the third thing from that scripture is, God does these things so that you might know or make His name known. The Holy Spirit put this word. I said, Lord, it is very hard to construct a message with this word. And I did not know how to go about it. But God said, tell the church to get ready for the serendipity moment. Something unexpected. Praise the Lord. The year is nearly 3/4 over. You were expecting something. Something didn't happen. But our God can make a few surprises. Praise the Lord. The promotion that maybe you never expected can come up your way. The pay scale can come into your life than you ever expected. Praise the Lord. Something can happen into your life. God can step into the middle of your life, into the reality of your life, and do something whereby you know it is God. It is God. It is God. Nobody else could have done this. This is my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ doing this for me. Praise the Lord. Somebody say amen to that. Praise the Lord. In other words, God is not limited by your prayer and expectation. Sometimes you come to a church like this and the pastor begins to stir you up to expect things from God. And you pray. We need to pray. We need to expect things from God. But God is beyond all that. He is able to work exceedingly abundantly more than we can ever imagine, ask or think, through His great power that works within us. Amen. Sometimes our prayers are very narrow-minded. Sometimes very selfish. Sometimes you pray thinking that's the best thing for your life and you want that to happen. And it doesn't happen. But don't get discouraged, because God has got a better plan. Oh, come on, church. He's a God of serendipity. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, three examples from Scripture. One, Exodus chapter 3, 1 to 5. You know the story. It is about this man called Moses. The God of serendipity came unto his life so that he was able to find the mission for his life. How many of you would like that? Moses was not really looking for a mission. He was a prince in Egypt for 40 years. And now he's a laborer for 40 years. His life is nearly over. 80 years. He's 80 years old. We would say he's got one foot in grave. His life is nearly over. He's not going to look at 80 for a mission in life. At 40, he thought he had a mission in life. And he stepped in to save a child of God. At 80, he's not expecting that. But the God of serendipity, when he's not expecting a revelation of the mission or call upon his life, God appears to him or speaks to him from a burning bush. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit said to me, there are some of you, this is the year. In these few months that is left remaining in this year, God is going to reveal to you your personal destiny, the mission for your life. He's going to reveal to you. But you might not have been even seeking for it. There must have been times in the past you saw it and you didn't find it. But hallelujah, trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Count out. Hallelujah. Let his hand reveal his purpose into your life. Come on, church. This is a better message than what you're letting me know. Are you with me? The way you're responding, it's a better message. Praise the Lord. Amen. He can tell you things that you have never listened to before. How many of you had this experience that you wanted to hear from God? Have you ever envied people who come actually onto a pulpit and say, the Lord spoke to me? Oh boy, God doesn't say anything to me. You know, there was a time in my life when I was growing up spiritually, I would hear men of God come and say, the Holy Spirit said to me, and I am praying 8 hours, 10 hours, if the Lord should be speaking, He should be speaking to me. I used to get so upset, so agitated, so in trouble. Praise the Lord. But our God is a God of serendipity. He can reveal, He can speak to you. He can reveal the plan for your life in a time when you least expect it. When you think your life has gone by, it's too late. You are 80 years old, you're picked up in years, you got nothing more left in life. And suddenly out of nowhere, the Holy Spirit begins to reveal His purpose and plan over your life. And whispers to you when you are least expecting it. That is our God. His name is Jesus. Lift your hand and praise His name together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The greatest works of God is not revealed normally when you have actually prayed and believed for something to happen, but when God does something sovereign. You're not actually looking for it. Maybe you have prayed long, believed long, nothing has happened. Look at Abraham. He was 100 years old. 100 years old. And God comes to him and speaks to him. And says to him, you will have a child of promise. 100 years old. Can you imagine that? He would have said, Lord, you should have done that 50 years back. You should have done that 50 years back, sometime back, not at 100. But when God appears, God appears. Praise the Lord. Abraham was in the tent and God wanted to decide he wanted to have a goat curry meal and some rice. Do you know that? He came to the tent of Abraham and Abraham said, let me give you some goat curry and some rice. God said, I've come with a word. You're not expecting it. You're 99 years old, but next year by this time, you will have a child. Whew. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Your serendipity moment is going to come. God is going to reveal to you the direction for your life, the purpose for your life, your destiny for your life is going to reveal to you when you least expected it. Lift your hand and thank Him and say, Lord, I receive the word. Hallelujah. Amen. The second God example is of Ruth. God of serendipity in finding a spouse. You know, I've been a youth pastor. I hope I can graduate now. 20 years. 20 years, you get all the young people with you. You're pastoring them. I myself was 20. And then you find that there's a time, like from, you know, late teens, teenage to right up, all the way up, till they get married. They're always looking to find the right person. Is he the person? Is she the person? Is that the girl that God has kept for me? Pastor, is that the girl? Is that the boy that God has kept for me? I think I like her. I think she likes me. Praise the Lord. Pastor, I saw a vision. That girl coming to me with a flower. I said, there's also a thorn behind that. I've heard all these dialogues. You know what? Pastoring, and you look at people and they suddenly are looking to find. Pastor, the Lord spoke to me. I got a prophecy from God. And I've seen sometimes nothing happens. You know why? Because they're kind of up and active and alive and looking for it and being driven by the desire. And there comes a moment they die to that. That nothing else matters but the Lord, and they got their eyes upon the Lord, and they're delighting in the Lord, and they're committing their ways unto the Lord, and they're saying, Jesus, you be magnified, you be glorified, you are more important to me than anything else. And out of the blue, something happens for them. Ruth, the second chapter, verses 1 to 5. Ruth chapter 2, verses 1 to 5.
There was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. So Ruth, the Moabite, said to Naomi, please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him, in whose sight I might find favor. And she said to her, go, my daughter. Then she left and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the part of the field.
She happened to come. Say that with me. She happened to come to the field of Boaz. Look, she's not looking for a husband. She is looking for food. She is not looking to find who is the richest guy, who is the most good-looking guy, or the most beautiful girl. Who is it? She's not looking for that. She is looking for food. But the God of serendipity, without you realizing, unexpectedly, a happy incident, a happy accident, she stepped into the field of Boaz.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
See, she had Ruth had resigned herself to a life of widowhood because she told her mother-in-law, she was married before, she told her mother-in-law, listen, where you die, I also die. Where you are buried, I am also buried. Can you imagine a daughter-in-law like that? Not saying to the husband, saying to the mother-in-law,
Where you are buried, I also want to be buried. Oh my, make my wife like that, Lord. She said, listen, she had resigned herself to a life of widowhood. Nothing good would ever happen to her. She would never, ever find anybody in her life. And all that she wants is for herself and for her mother-in-law to eat some food. So she is going looking for food. But when you are not looking, when you think life has passed you by, you've gotten along in age and nobody's there to look for you, nobody's there to find somebody for you, when you are committing your ways unto the Lord, when you delight in the Lord, when you take steps of faith and walk on with Jesus Christ, He will guide you to the right place, to the right person, and God will move forth on behalf of your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. She happened to step into the field of Boaz. The richest guy. Can you imagine that? The richest guy. The most successful guy. The guy who had the power to redeem her. Kinsman redeemer. Because she was not looking for it. Today people, you know, have their list. I want somebody who's 7 feet tall. Huh? Praise the Lord. Who is got so much of education, who's got so much of money, serving the Lord. Once, I forget the bishop, Mark Chrysostom, I don't know how we pronounce it. Yeah, to him once a lady came and said, you know, I mean a man came and said, you know, I need a girl for my son. You know, she should be beautiful, she should be tall, she should be spiritual, she should be good looking, she should have money, she should, you know, all that. And then, if you find one like that, Bishop, would you let us know? And the bishop said, please look at me. If I found a girl like that, would I be a bishop today? He said, I would have got married. Sometimes you have this list when you want God to fulfill it. No, He doesn't do it that way. That's why Psalms 37, commit your ways, delight yourself in the Lord. You delight in the Lord. You're committing your ways to the Lord. You're walking in His steps. And the one that God has kept for you will come into your life. Because God can see the future. This man Boaz, because he married her, she became into the genealogy of Jesus Christ. God is a God of serendipity. He can work exceedingly, abundantly, more than you can ever imagine, think or ask through His great power that works for you and for me. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you see a husband and a wife and you look and say, you know, the guy is very good looking, very smart, very rich. Everything, he's got everything. And the girl is kind of so-so. You know what I mean? And then you begin to wonder, what did he see in her? Or the other way around. Well, the girl is one of the most prettiest girls. One of the most spiritual and pretty and whatever. And the guy is kind of so-so. And you wonder, what did she see in him? It's the God of serendipity. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. It was God intervening and doing something because they delighted in the Lord. They sought the Lord. They walked with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And God did something beautiful for them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you still with me today? A pleasant surprise. Great things happen when you are not looking for it. Are you with me? Whether it be the mission in your life, whether it be finding the right person. And the third thing, the third example of serendipity is finding new life. John chapter 4, verses 5 to 10. We know that story, so we can read through it. It's that Samaritan woman. She's a woman with a question mark, a dubious reputation. She has been married to 5 men. And all unhappy marriages. 5 men. She married the first guy, thinking he's Prince Charming. And after a few days, realize he's the ugly frog. Not what she expected. Look at this woman. She's got 5 husbands, been unhappy. Now she doesn't want to get married. She's got another guy. But see, she had a serendipity moment. Are you with me? Because God had a plan about her life. She was not looking for the Messiah. Are you with me? As a matter of fact, the Bible says she came to the well to draw water, and she came alone. In those times when a woman goes out of the city to draw well, they go with other women. But because of her reputation and because of what she's done and her relationships and all that, no other woman wants to go with her, because everybody's hot topic will be this woman. So she's alone. She goes to draw water. She's not expecting the Messiah. But guess who is there? Praise the Lord. Jesus was sitting there waiting for her. God had a plan about her life. God wanted to infuse new life into her, whereby through her life, through a woman of questionable character, a whole city could be impacted for the glory of Jesus Christ. Wow. Only our God can do that. 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 Only our Jesus can do that. Praise the Lord. Would you trust the city to be touched, Cochin city to be touched by a woman who is like the top, the topic of the town, you know? Look at her. Who is she with now? What is she doing? Is her character good? Is she nice? But whatever people might think, whoever might write you off, whatever you think about your life, our God is a God of serendipity. He can reveal himself to you, a fresh revelation of Jesus Christ. He's waiting for you even tonight at the Lord's table to give you a fresh revelation of his presence, of his love for you, to bring about a change within you, to make you as a vessel of impact for his gospel and for his glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you take an opinion poll in that city, who God will use for revival? There are people sitting here. You felt that God could use you at one time, but you think because you're messed up so much, God can never use you. You might be the vessel that God has seen. This might be your moment. The God of serendipity. Praise the Lord. He can still use you for a revival. Praise the Lord. I used to pray, Lord, use me as a vessel of honor to bring about revival in this nation or around the nations of the world. Let me be a vessel of honor that will carry the fire of the Holy Spirit. Some of you think you're so messed up that God can never use you. God, if God could use this woman and could infuse fresh life to her, he can do the same with your life. Put your hands up and say, Lord, I thank you for that word. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 3 examples and I close with this. So how does it happen? Psalms 37. We read, delight in the Lord. Say that with me. Delight. Delight in the Lord. Are you with me? Delight. See, don't get desperate. Desperate people, anxious people, nothing happens. Are you with me? Sometimes people get desperate. Oh my God, I want to see this breakthrough. I want to see this healing. I want to see my blessing. I want to see this. And you get desperate and you get anxious. You say, that's so worked up. Have you seen people who get desperate and people who are kind of anxious like that? Sometimes people come to me and say, Pastor, if God doesn't do this for me, He's not my God. Can you imagine that? He was born this last week. And he's saying to God, if God doesn't do this to me, or do this for me, He's not my God. People get sometimes, that's why the first verse is, don't fret. Don't be anxious. Don't get worked up. Whether it be for money, whether it be for happiness, whether it be for children, whether it be for ministry, whether it be just any blessing from God, don't get worked up, don't get so paranoid and you know you're fretting, you're anxious, you're troubled, you're kind of restless, you're trying to confess right, be right, you know, try everything. Hey, chill. Are you with me? Look at somebody and say, just chill in the Lord. Just rest in the Lord. Don't get worked up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So delight. Don't fret. Third thing, trust. That those are the scriptures that you read. I won't teach you on all that. Psalms 37. Delight. Don't fret. Trust. Trust means actually allow God to be God. You trust Him deep inside. Just trust. Some of the great discoveries happened by scientists when they made a mistake. Are you with me? When you read some of the discoveries, it was by mistake. They found out. Praise the Lord. Be open. And the fourth thing is, be open to the Holy Spirit direction. Don't be so bent on your own way that even when God reveals His way, you refuse to walk in it. Imagine whether Moses sees the burning bush. He looks at it. And God is calling him and he says, no. I'm kind of comfortable. I got my sheep to look after. Let me just do that. He had to be open. Or Ruth is stepping into the field of God. And suddenly she can't say, no, I don't think I need to work here. I need to go back. Or the Samaritan woman comes to Jesus and Jesus is asking her tough questions, call your husband. I mean, most people would have got offended by that and turned back and said, what do you mean? You want to dig up my past? Let me just turn around and walk off. But she stayed on. And Jesus said, I'll give you water that will well up inside of you. Are you with me? For you, then you will never thirst again. She says, are you a prophet? I mean, you must be the Messiah. You must be the Christ. Oof, look at that. How many would love to have a fresh revelation of Jesus? A moment of serendipity where you hear the voice of God. God steps in because you just take it easy to delight in Him, to be open to the Lord, to trust Him deep inside. And say, Lord, I'm committing my ways to You, not my ways. Holy Spirit, You guide me. Even the biggest mistakes you think you have made, God can turn around and bring something beautiful, praise the Lord, out of your life. Lift your hand and thank the Lord for His word. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you blessed by the word today? How many of you would love to have a fortunate, a pleasant surprise happen? Praise the Lord. Look at somebody, shake their hands and say, God is going to give you a pleasant surprise. Look at that and say that. God is going to give you a very pleasant surprise. Look at somebody and say that. Come on. Say it as if you mean it. Praise the Lord. People who are watching us on the net, hearing us through the radio, God is going to give you a pleasant surprise. He's going to intervene into your life. He's going to come into the praise or into the reality of your life. Hallelujah. And do something awesome that you were not looking for. Praise the Lord. Lift your hand and thank Him for His word tonight.